There we go. You're listening to AM 1080 KSCO Santa Cruz. Thanks for bearing with us. It's 6 minutes past six on a beautiful Sunday evening. Wes, if you can hear me, call the station. 479-1080. Get a quick look at your traffic. Heavy stuff right now on a Father's Day afternoon. 17 northbound, a nightmare from Scotts Valley all the way to the summit, 5 miles an hour. And again, up the road between the Lex and Los Gatos. 101 also, heavy, heavy stuff, northbound parking lot. As the phones blow up like never before. 101 northbound from Prunedale all the way to almost Gilroy. Pretty much 5 miles an hour the whole time. And again up the road from Gilroy to Morgan Hill. Stop and go. Hopefully you don't have to travel to 101 northbound. But if you are, you are hating it. But the good news is you have us. And we will entertain you throughout your drive. Highway 1 at Moss Landing, heavy in Monterey County. Backed up from Salinas Road to the harbor and northbound from the Castroville cutoff to the harbor. Multiple accidents over there. We got about four all scattered in that area next to Moss Landing. Highway 1 in Monterey County looks pretty good, although just a brief slowdown there northbound into Sand City. 68 wide open between Monterey and Salinas. 183 and 156. Checking in clear as are 129, 152. Highway 9 looks good as well. 85 looks good. Collision, State Road 25 at Piscines, reported a couple minutes ago from CHP. All right, it's 608 at KSCO and... check out the live stream. We're on YouTube at the KSCO Global YouTube channel. It's very easy to find. Just go ahead and Google search KSCO Global. Two words. One click. Find the channel. Find the live video. Up next on KSCO, it's My Two Cents with your hosts, Wes and Robert. Here we go.
Hey, here's a reminder. My Two Cents is an entertainment program. Before you invest your hard-earned money in anything, do your due diligence and your own research. Now, back to the program.
All right, everybody, welcome to My Two Cents. It's 10 past 6, a beautiful Sunday evening. We want to start off by saying happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there within earshot. Happy Father's Day to my dad from me. And from all of us at KSCO, to all the fantastic dads out there, happy Father's Day to 2017. We love you. So with that, a little bit of a different show today. As we are doing somewhat of a remote broadcast. At least one of our hosts is remotely broadcasting. However, the only problem is technical difficulties have reared their head. So with that, we're going to take a call hot, and let's see who this is. Robert, make sure your phone pod is up there, and then... we have the caller on the air now. Caller, who this is KSCO. You're on the air with Jason and Robert.
Jason, can you hear me on there?
Yeah, I can hear you. Let's see. Okay, caller. Oh, they hung up.
That's right. Jason, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hey, good evening, everybody. This is Robert, and we're calling from KSCO 1080 Radio. We are operating differently tonight, and we apologize about the little issues that we're having here. Wes is going to be broadcasting from Denver, Pennsylvania. We're trying to get him on the line. Wes,
okay,
we got him. We got him on the line? Fantastic.
Yeah, we got me on the line.
There you are.
I'm telling you, I was hearing Jason in the computer, and then all of a sudden, nothing. Wasn't that fun?
Yeah, how you doing, Wes? We had a little bit of a space out here for a minute, man. What's going on, brother?
Oh, I am in Denver, Pennsylvania, having a great time. I hope that everybody can hear me okay, and my dog's barking in the background now.
Yeah.
I had my old personal little radio station all set up here, and then all of a sudden, nothing. And
Jason and I
sat there and bitch tested earlier today, and everything was working just fine.
I tell you what, Jason was doing a great job, man, hammering in for both of us here while we were trying to get these little technical difficulties worked out. What are you doing in Denver, Pennsylvania, Wes?
Oh, let me tell you, this last 2 weeks has been very interesting. So the people that may or may not know, I'm an inspector in the pipeline industry. And what happened was is the group that I currently worked with decided that the company wasn't going to use us anymore.
Wow.
So I quickly found another job here in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, you told me about that during the week, this was a last-minute thing. So, man, this is it has been an interesting week for both you and I. You know, of course, I've suffered a loss in my family, so we didn't get to do the show last week at all, and we both had some issues going on. So we apologize to our listening audience.
Absolutely. And Robert's pitch hitting for me there in the studio for right now. And as soon as we get these technical difficulties figured out, hopefully we can get in and start using this portable station.
That's right. So if anybody's in Denver, Pennsylvania, listening to us tonight, we want you to call in to just welcome Wes. This is your first time in Pennsylvania, correct?
Yeah, it is. And it's gorgeous here. Everything is very green.
That's what you told me. And today was kind of humid and a little warm.
Yeah, a little warm, a little sticky, but that'll clear up a little later this week.
Okay,
but I'm really excited to be here, and I got buddies out here, so it's going to be fun.
That's fantastic, man. Well, you always had an idea of wanting to go around the country and broadcast from different locations anyway, so let's make this the first start. So, Wes, what are we talking about tonight?
Well, first we want to talk about, let me get back at my desk, because I had to come outside to figure out what was going on. I'm actually in a buddy's trailer here, and we call it the Taj Mahal because it's a fifth wall trailer that's,
Wes, we're losing your buddy, so don't try not to turn away.
Okay, you there?
We can hear you, but try not to turn away because we lose you and then your voice goes out.
Okay, so what we should do is take a break and see if we can't fix this technical problem and try to get on the line.
Well, you're coming in great right now. So we'll work with that with Jason a little bit. We're working on, looks like we may have some other calls coming in. But in the meantime, why don't you go ahead and get started? I think when you turned, it just kind of made things go off a little bit. Sorry about that, audience. We are working on this. And thank you for listening to KSCO 1080. And our call-in number is 831-479-1080. Go ahead, Wes.
All right. So some of the things that I've gotten lots of email. And a lot of email about, well, I've never dealt with stocks before. I've never played with it. Don't know anything about it. And what I wanted to do was kind of like we said in the past, this show is about learning because we're learning. We learn something new every single day.
That's right.
So I posted on our Facebook page, at My Two Cents Facebook page, the link to Wall Street Survivors, and this is a simulator for playing stocks. And what I'm thinking is that if we get a bunch of listeners that haven't done this before, and then definitely message me on my Facebook page, that we can start basically doing a simulator, and this takes you through. So you get fake money, but play on the real stock market and take you through it.
So the people that are listening in, which was why we really established this show, to teach people and give them information on how they begin learning how to trade in the stock market. So what you're saying is, and you did talk to me about this earlier, this is a program in which the average Joe, like us, and everybody, I want you to know we're the average Joes, that they can get on this program with fake money and actually start beginning to do some stock trading without actually losing any real cash. Is that what you're saying?
Real money. Right, absolutely. And then also it teaches you as you go along. So as things happen, it explains why. Now, that we're going to talk more about it next week, but the people that want to actually sign up and get an account started, this would be the time to do it between now and next Sunday, and then we'll go into it more.
Okay. Would you go over that web page or that location if you get information you gave it one more time, Wes?
Right. It's WallStreetSurvivor.com.
WallStreetSurvivor.com. And that's for those of us who want to get in there and without taking any risks to see how you're going to do. And again, once we've done this show, we've done it before, Wes, as you know, we've talked about it. We want to give good information. We're not asking anybody to put their monies into any particular stock because that's not what we do. We want to give information and good information where people can try to maybe just make a little, have a little fun, number one, right? And make
that's
a little extra
right.
money on the side.
Right, because what's the goal is to be financially independent, right?
Correct.
I mean, nobody wants to work every single day the rest of their life.
Like you in Pennsylvania.
Right, like me in Pennsylvania, except I'm going to have fun out here. This is going to be an adventure.
All right.
This is going to be fun. I'm digging it here. But... Excuse me. This whole little technical glitch threw me off quite a bit. So I don't have internet now because I'm on the phone because I was going through my phone. Mm-hmm. So I actually can't see any of my notes. Isn't that fun?
Well, so, you know, that's the fun part about this show. Nobody said it was professional.
Nobody ever said it was going to be professional.
We told you we were two guys sitting on the porch having a beer.
That's right.
That's right.
But this show was about all the people on Investors Hub and bringing them together and having a place to talk shop. And one of the guys out there, Peterbilt 100, has given us a lot of information, and I want to give him kudos for sending me the email. I'm sorry that I wasn't able to email him back extensively, but a lot of the stuff that he's actually come up and sent to us is what I'm going through now.
Okay.
Especially with the Wall Street Survivor. I think that's a great way to pretend and not pretend, but to get used to it and learn.
Right.
So, do we have any calls by any chance?
We do.
831-479-1080.
We'll get that number out again. KSCO 1080. The phone number call-in line is 831-479-1080. Wes, I just want to have you repeat that again about the Investors Hub. Because with that, you had mentioned that, you know, an individual can go on this trial run with fake money. But we can also tap into Investors Hub, where not only a person just gets on blindly, but there's people you can call and contact. A lot of our listeners, including Peterbilt 100, a lot of the other people that we know and talk to and that you blog with, they're also on the Investors Hub. And a lot of people are there just giving out a lot of good information. They're making their comments, but they're also full of wealth of information on that blog, where someone
absolutely
like us can get
can
on
go
and
in,
make contact with and get more information, right?
Absolutely, because a lot of the stuff that I've learned is from Investors Hub and the people that I've talked to and blog with.
And some of these people are really successful at doing this stuff. Just listening to them and watching them go to work on sharing this information is just really awesome. So, Wes, what is that, Investors Hub, and where can the average person get on there who knows nothing about this stuff?
Well, investorshub.com is a great place to learn. And then also with this simulator, it's wallstreetsurvivors.com.
Wall Street Survivor.
Show is just going to be so much fun not being able to look at my notes. This is literally going to be off the cuff. This is writing by the seat of my pants.
But that's good. I like that. Who wants to go by notes anyway? I never write notes.
Right.
So if anybody wants to call in, anybody has any comments about Investors Hub, comments about new traders, comments about people who may be afraid, or information on being able to trade in the stock market, what Wes mentioned, to give a trial run, please call us at 831-479-1080. And we'd love to hear from you to give up the information for those people who really need to learn some great ideas on how to begin fresh and begin new on how to begin stock trading. And I know a lot of you on there on Investors Hubs are listening to the radio show. Please call in and give us some information for those who may, I'm sure there's some other places, maybe some other people know besides the ones we just mentioned. So if they can call in and give that information, we're going to open up the minds and let them give their, open up the mics and let them give their my two cents on where these people can go to get information.
Right. So the other thing that happened, I wanted to tell a story too. So one of the other things that happened in the last 2 weeks, a lot of people were contacting me about other companies and getting me to go look at some of these companies and try to get them on the radio. And I think we touched on this the last 2 weeks is that, one, we don't get paid for bringing a company. If we showcase a company like Amfil Technology, we're not getting paid to do that. It's because we've done our research and we own stock in the company. There's no lie there.
Right.
But nobody's paying us to be on there. So I had one person that was absolutely insistent that I get a hold of it. I'm not even going to mention the company's name. And the investor relations guy calls me, and I tell him, I said, look, one, we only bring on and showcase companies that are real and have profits and doing things right.
Right.
And then we showcase it 1 week, and then the following week we have the CEO. And he goes, well, you can't talk to the CEO. I said, well, that's how we do it. I mean, if the guy's not willing to come on and talk about his own company, we sure don't want him on our show. And he says, well, I'll play CEO for a day. And I went, dude, are you kidding me? Did you just miss what I was talking about? And he just said, no, I'll do it. No problem. I said, you know what? Sorry, man. Thanks for calling, but have a nice day.
Wow.
So I've turned away about three or four companies already because they want to be on the show to basically pump their own stock. And that's not what this is about. This isn't about people trying to get their company out there until the people that I know have done research on them and that we can prove that they're an actual real company. That's just not going to happen. Are we about ready for a break yet, Jason, so we can get my computer all hooked back up, try to hook in?
Not yet, Rhett. We got a caller. And it's okay. Roger from Anfield. Roger, are you there?
Oh, Roger.
Uh-oh. Roger, we lost him. He's going to call. Roger, uh-oh. Can you please call back? Ladies and gentlemen, it is Roger, the CEO from Anfield, and he's on the line now. We're going to get Roger and take this call. Wow, that's exciting. Roger, are you there?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello?
Roger, yeah. Are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, Roger. Welcome to My Two Cents, man. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks for saving my day, Roger.
Hey. You saved Wes's day in Pennsylvania. What's going on, Roger?
No problem at all. Not too much. You know, listen, Robert, I just heard tonight. I'm really sorry for your loss there. My condolences.
Thank you.
You're kind of holding down the fort there.
Yeah, you know, Wes just kind of up and left me, but I understand. Yeah, my younger sister passed away. She passed away from cancer after a long battle. So it's been tough on the family. She just passed away yesterday. But I'm here, and life
really
goes on.
I'm really sorry to hear that.
Well, thank you, Roger. Yeah, I really appreciate it. There's nothing better to come back and just remember her in a good way, and this is one way I can do it. So thank you so much.
I hear you. No, it takes time, and I'm really sorry. I've had a lot of close family members pass to similar things, and it's never fun.
No, it isn't. And you know what, Roger, I want to just lead into that what you're doing in, you know, because we get cancers from various ways. A lot of it's just from the chemicals and things that we have in our foods and our products. And what you're doing at Anfield by making this a organic product processing system, I just thank you for it. And maybe that'll just, I didn't say my sister was smoking marijuana, but it's just one of the things that you're doing to try to make people healthier and stronger. And I really appreciate that.
No, and I appreciate the kind words. And as for you, Wes, I hear you're up in Pennsylvania, man. How's life treating you there, buddy?
Life's treating me fine here. I'm so blessed. I've got good friends. And when my work went south, it was just a phone call, and poof, I had a job. And so, and it went quick. Wednesday I found out, and Saturday I'm having to be here in Pennsylvania. So it's going to be fun. And I'm portable. Honest to God, I got all the radio equipment here. We bench tested it earlier today, and it was working just fine. I don't know what happened. So, and that kind of threw me, because once I had to disconnect my phone from the computer to call in, I lost the internet. So that was that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Well, you're there now, man. Keep close to that phone because we don't want you fading in and out. Roger, what do you got good for us today, buddy?
Not much. I guess I'll just quickly say to Wes there, hey, you know, you're only like 3 to 4 hours away from Toronto now, eh? If you ever get bored or if you like taking a little road trip, you know, I'll give you the VIP service to check out all the Snakes and Lattes locations, the new Grow Zone facility, and the, you know, the new location for Snakes that's up in, you know, under construction.
I'm there.
Wow.
Just give me a couple weeks to get my feet wet, and I'll come straight up there.
Well, hell, Wes, I'll call your boss and tell him to give you time off right now. You haven't even been to work yet.
Well, listen, I just wanted to quickly call, and I only have a couple minutes. I have to jump on a conference call shortly, but I just thought that, you know, I'd quickly say thank you guys again for our discussion on Ample Technologies there. And just wanted to mention that we have a pretty neat announcement coming up for our loyal shareholders like yourselves and perhaps some of your listeners, you know, later this week. I think it'd be worthwhile for you guys to, you know, just keep your eyes peeled. And, you know, there's going to be some things that are going to really be, you know, great coming out within the company. And I actually just got an email about 20 minutes ago, so it's kind of a little breaking news thing, I guess, for you guys on your show from our Grow Zone marketer, Brian Olossery. He emailed me and mentioned that there's two different deals that should receive Health Canada approval. Well, both are expecting approval in August, September of this year and are very excited about getting Grow Zone setups going.
Awesome.
And just really quickly on the Snake side, I went to see Ben on Saturday at our new third location to look at how, you know, everything's progressing and what's going on with construction, et cetera. And all I can say is, man, this place is going to be the showpiece of all showpieces for the Snakes and Lattes franchise.
Fantastic.
And I can't wait. We're going to get some pictures and video up for shareholders to see sort of as the progress goes within the construction. We're still on to launch in the month of July, and it's going to blow people away. It's just very exciting watching everything coming together internally here as we've, you know, so many great guys all rowing the boat in the same direction, and to see things start unfolding is honestly, it's exciting me more now than I ever imagined it could. And, you know, so I know this is short, and I have a million things I'd like to cover, but I just wanted to quickly call in here. You know, Dave's duty's never done. You know, all our guys are putting like 17, 18 hours in literally a day to make this happen. And you heard it here first. So, you know, if I take the flack for it later, I just wanted to extend my gratitude to you guys again for putting this all together and thinking of our company and being a part of our growth and success. And, you know, we thank you immensely for that.
Roger, thank you. Thank you so much. I'm jealous because Wes gets to come out. I'm booking a flight tomorrow.
Roger, same big extent for you, Robert. I really appreciate it. I know you and Wes are working hard on getting this thing going. And honestly, if you're ever in Toronto, you know, on the house, we'll make sure you guys have a good time. We'll show you around all our locations, the new Grow Zone facility. Hopefully we'll have the demo Roto-Grow Grow Zone thing up and running. And we would love to, and the offer always, you know, it stands for you guys to come up whenever you have the opportunity.
Thank you, Roger. Hey, Roger, thanks for calling in so much. Wes, we got to take a break. When we come back at KSCO 1080, remember our phone number, 831-479-1080. Again, Roger, thank you so much. We'll be back.
And I'll try to hook back up online.
Hi, I'm Rebecca Costa, host of The Costa Report. I don't know if you feel a little sluggish in the middle of the afternoon like I do, but if you do, I'm going to suggest you try Pollen Burst. It's an orange-flavored energy drink that comes in a packet, and it tastes a lot like that other orange drink the astronauts used to drink. You know the one. Pollen Burst contains vitamins A, B1, B3, B6, B12, pantothenic acid, vitamin D3, and gluconolactone, all designed to give you an energy boost that can last for hours. Pollen Burst comes in a box of 30 packets for $56 or two boxes for $100, and you can order it right now at KSCOteam.com. The next time you feel tired and need a little boost, skip the coffee, soda, or candy bar and mix up a cold glass of Pollen Burst and do your body some real good. Go to KSCOteam.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid that is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call Andy or Phyllis Anderson at 888-245-0300. That's 888-245-0300. You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call Andy or Phyllis Anderson at 888-245-0300. That's
888-245-0300. Hey, here's a reminder. My Two Cents is an entertainment program. Before you invest your hard-earned money in anything, do your due diligence and your own research. Now, back to the program.
All right, we are back to My Two Cents, KSCO 1080 in the wonderful state of California. Calling numbers 831-479-1080. We are still trying to work out some technical issues with Wes in Denver, Pennsylvania. Want to thank Roger Mortimer for calling in. He was the CEO of Anfield. And Roger has some great and exciting news. He says it's going to be coming out. And Roger, we know you're out there working real hard to make things happen. We really appreciate the camaraderie and the closeness that we've developed over the short period of time. But we just firmly believe in what you're doing out there. And a lot of other people that are on the blog are doing the same. If anybody wants to call in and any questions or anything like that, Roger's not actually on the show, but he took the time out to give a call. But maybe you might want to just shoot one of those questions in the air that maybe one day he can answer or shoot across to you in an email answer. But it sounds like there's going to be some exciting news coming up for Anfield, and we are excited about that. But if anyone wants to call in, it's 831-479-1080. We are trying to work to get Wes back on the air. Again, this program is strictly for information only. We don't want anyone to take any risk with any financial losses that they would have in trying to do investments. We, again, would ask you to go ahead and make sure you seek some professional advice before you take any investments and take any risk on any investments. This is something we do for fun. We want you to enjoy that. And there's nothing wrong with making a little extra cash on the side. But again, information only. We want to make sure we disclaim that to you. And we're here to provide any information that we possibly can. Is Wes back on the line? Wes, are you there?
Just turn up that phone volume.
Wes, are you back on?
Line one, just turn up that line one pot.
And we are trying to get... Wes, are you there?
He's there. He's just screwing around.
Okay, it's...
All right.
Wes, are you back online? Okay. Anyway, we'll try to work Wes back into this thing. Again, you know, everyone out there listening to us, we are really, again, just two guys sitting on a porch on a nice summer afternoon trying to get information going to you, the public, that wishes to get involved with any of these stocks. And again, there are other companies out there that have contacted us in regards to wanting to present their products on our show. We have spoken to them. We have let them know that we do research products as much as we can prior to just allowing anybody to come in on the show and start talking about their products or their stocks. We want to look out for you, the public, as well. Wes, are you back on? I'm trying to work at getting Wes back on. Do we have a caller? So we have another caller here. We'll try to work that out. Jason, is everything going on okay in the boardroom?
I know we have Wes on the phone here. I mean, I heard his voice when he called in, but like right now, I mean, he's just silent for some reason. His phone's probably on mute is my guess or something of that nature. But in the meantime, why don't we bring on Russell, who has called in and wants to chat on My Two Cents. Russell, you're on the air.
Russell, you there? Russell, are you on? Okay, maybe we lost Russell as well.
Yeah, he should be on. Oh, you got. Oh, yeah. Turn up the phone one there. Phone
okay,
one.
Okay, there you go. Russell, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. How you doing?
Oh, sorry about that, Russ. Good, buddy. Welcome to My Two Cents. How you doing?
Oh, pretty good. Thanks for taking my call. I called in before. I'm in Renton, Washington. You know, I'll tell you. You know, Roger came on board and talking. I have never seen another CEO of a company take such a close interest in sharing information and trying to share all that good stuff with shareholders. It's really amazing.
Isn't that awesome?
It is. And I'm a real active investor with Amphi.
Mm-hmm.
But every day or every week at the latest, there's always something new and powerful that's coming down the pike.
You're right.
Whether it be a snakes and lats deal, an expansion, now they're talking about publishing, opening up new locations, mm-hmm. grow zone technology, possible other deals coming down.
It's like the list just keeps going and going, doesn't it, Russell?
It just keeps on going and going. And it would not surprise me that at one day so we're going to wake up and this could be on the big boards.
I totally agree with you. And with the way Roger just reaches out and, you know, makes us, Roger, I know you can hear us and you can hear Russell, just makes us feel that much more comforted knowing that we have a CEO of a company who takes the time to really be so open and transparent with the investors. And, you know, Russell, he just, nothing could make me feel better about that. And he has such a product that's doing such a good thing for everyone. And I don't think not too many people, like we discussed before, not too many people know that there's a lot of chemicals in marijuana that are harmful. These are pesticides. Right, Russ?
Oh, absolutely. And I think when this freight train finally comes roaring down the track and all of these marijuana growers, they're going to have a rude wake-up call when
That's
their
right.
product is not going to be allowed going to the market. So I just see very exciting days ahead. And I think all the shareholders, I, for one, am very appreciative of this. But the other thing I want to talk about is the iHub investors.
Mm-hmm.
That is one terrific forum for people to talk about stocks.
And, it is.
Yeah. I follow, Amphi mm-hmm. On there, And everybody is just so willing to share information, share thoughts, and such a positive environment.
It sure is.
It's incredible. So,
and I'm glad you brought that up. And you're absolutely right, Russell. It is just fantastic. And I mean, you'll get one little message here and there that's kind of a doubter, but most of the people on that site are just so positive and excited about Amphill.
Right.
And Snakes and Lattes and everything that they're doing. And to have the CEO come on and just really kind of be so openly welcome. And everything he's mentioned has followed through exactly as he stated. So it's never been a down mode at any time. So I just, man, that's awesome. Anything else, Russell?
I just would like to say hello to all the Amphi shareholders and thank you guys for putting on a great show. Thank you, Roger, for everything that you're doing with Amphill Technologies, and looking forward to just great things going in the future. Thank you.
Russell, thank you so much, buddy. We appreciate it. How's the weather in Renton?
I'll tell you, it's gorgeous.
I love it.
Very,
that.
Very nice. Just
I
had
love
a
that
nice
place.
Father's Day dinner, and it's good. So
all right.
Thank you very much.
Thanks
all
for calling in, Russell. Really
right,
appreciate it,
care.
Buddy. Take
all
care.
Right,
looks like we got Wes back on the line.
Am I back?
There you are. What, were you taking a vacation?
No, I was trying to get my computer working, and we don't know what's going on. Hopefully next week it won't be like this, and we'll be up and running, because it shouldn't have happened. We bench test everything today, and everything was perfect. I don't know what went
wrong.
Well,
Wes, listen, we are a non-apologetic show, so I think the listeners know by now we're running with this thing. And,
absolutely.
That's the good part about it is we're down to earth and we're not trying to be this big giant radio show of being correct in everything. We're learning as we go.
No. That's not us. We're real. So things happen. We get that.
That's right. So did you get to hear Roger, Wes?
I got to hear Roger over the phone, but I wasn't able to hear. Did he come back on afterwards?
No, he just stayed on. He just gave the one opportunity to be able to introduce some good news that will be coming out. He got an email with some great information. He's going to be sharing that soon. And that's just an exciting thing. And I think it's pretty exciting for him to invite us to come up to Toronto. And, I'm really going to have to talk to my wife. I know she's listening on the radio. We're going to have to book some tickets.
Oh, we're definitely going to head up there. There's no doubt about that. But I definitely want to explain, too, is that as we do, I mean, it took me months to find Amphill Technologies.
Okay.
And make sure that it was an honest-to-God company, something that's an up-and-coming. And I want people to understand that. This isn't we're going to talk about in future shows other stocks and researching them, and unfortunately all this stuff happened where I had to fly out away from home and all this, and it took 2 weeks of my time that I didn't need to have happen, but we are going to get there, and I want to apologize because I thought we were going to have technology issues settled by today, but I guess not. So, but we'll get there.
We'll get there. We'll definitely get there. You know what, Wes? I just want to thank you for really, fighting hard to get back on the air. You're making things happen, and I hope the audience appreciates that. And I just want to thank you for, working through the stressful situation of trying to get back on the show to continue to speak to us from Denver, Pennsylvania. But Roger has a lot of good things to say. And then Russell called in from Renton, Washington, and he really appreciates, and as well as I do, I think a lot of people do on the blog, that can really appreciate a CEO who is so open and transparent to share what the company is doing. You don't get that anywhere, okay?
No, so, at all.
Not at all. Wes, we got another caller, and it looks like...
Right on.
Jason, can you hear?
Yeah, we got Plowmaster from Silicon Valley. Plowmaster, you're on the air with Wes and Robert.
Hey, Plowmaster, what's going on, brother?
How are you?
Doing great. How are you?
So, all righty, celebrating Father's Day. I caught Roger, and I was very excited. One little sentence about Health Canada coming through in August and September. That's essentially Canadian's FDA. So folks might not catch how big a deal that one sentence was.
Mm-hmm. I didn't.
So I'm pretty excited about that one.
I'm excited now, too, since you've said it's Canada's FDA.
So that's something. I had a big grin ever since you got on driving all the way home.
And, that's great.
One thing, you know, as of recent, I've bought quite a number of shares in AMP, and it goes out to all stocks that most you talked about, you know, investors that are new to iHub. They'll hear people wondering, like, hey, do I slap the ask or support the bid? And it might be worthwhile to educate folks on, you know, some of the thoughts around, well, how do I do that? Because everyone's got their own strategy. AMP, even the board members are kind of this week strategizing themselves amongst themselves, like, how do we try to continue to support our stock and getting it going up?
Right. And it's just it's great that he can share that information. It gets you excited to be able to share that, you know, here's what our next move is. This is what we've done. Go ahead, Wes.
So what's your strategy with the ask and bid, may I ask?
I tend to slap the ask, and I did so quite heavily last week. And, you know, I got some emails and folks say, well, maybe you should spend more time supporting the bid. In some ways, I think, well, you have a stock like this, I prefer to try to just, you know, I wanted a certain price and I get it and I'm okay because I think long term it's going to dwarf it. Maybe I could have gotten 10, 20 more thousand shares out of it, squeezed out. But if I'm willing to invest in something in a certain price in my mind and I believe the value is there, I think long term it's going to get dwarfed anyway. I might agree with some other folks on the board that it's all about volume. And then as the stock gains popularity, one thing, you know, continuing to use Ample as an example, though, as it gets popularity, you get a lot of new types of people on the board. You get folks who are always negative. You get folks who rely on charts only. And you get a lot of different opinions. So my personal opinion is have an idea of what you are willing to invest in a stock and go for that. I can see why folks might believe that, you know, supporting the bid might be a better process or they might be able to squeeze another nickel. I've always thought the same thing even on the big board. Doesn't matter if the stock is up or down. If you're willing to get in a certain price and you believe that's the value you can invest at, you buy because good stocks over time will go up regardless.
So you're saying it. Go ahead, Wes.
No, you go, Robert.
I was going to say, you're saying there's going to be several, you know, different people coming for different reasons. They have different reasons as to why they buy at whatever time they do purchase. And whether it's they're wearing their lucky underwear for the last 6 months or whatever they look at the stock market or their trends, they'll buy whatever they feel is the right time. Am I reading that right? People have different
avenues. Well, they can get yelled at. So if an investor comes in, let's say, and he didn't slap the ask, and he wants to be, you know, he comes in, this is his first investment, let's say, and he buys the ask, and then suddenly he finds himself with several private messages saying, hey, you should have done this, or you should have done X, you should have done Y or Z. Don't get upset or intimidated or anything like that if this is your first time out investing in any stock. Do your due diligence first. Know what you are comfortable buying.
Great point.
And getting it in at there, and just if it's a good stock, it's going to be going up long run regardless.
Great point.
But because you'll get private messages saying, "Oh, you should have done that. You're a rookie." And then now this person soured on the stock or soured on the board, and there may be no rhyme or reason behind what the other person was telling you to do.
Go ahead, Wes.
Well, I agree with a lot what you say, and for me personally, see, I can't day trade because of my work. As a pipeline inspector, I got to be on the job. I can't be watching it all the time. So for me, I have to go with a lot with fundamentals and what that company's actually doing. So for me researching Amphill, it was literally months. And as sneaky as I am, you know, I called the guy. I Google mapped it. I looked at their locations. I called the companies across the street from them, asked them how many people are going in the building. I asked, you know, like with Snakes and Lattes, is that place always full during the week? And they say yes. And I'm like, a restaurant full during the week? That's crazy. I can't believe it. And I kept on researching. And all three subsidiaries are profitable. So, and then when you have the Grow Zone technology, I'm looking at it as that's up and coming. That's going to be huge.
That's long term. That's right.
that's long term. Along with Snakes and Lattes, with it going to be franchising in the future and how well it's hitting and their distribution.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot about the fundamentals for me because, again, I can't watch the market every minute of every day.
Mm-hmm.
So I spent, like I said, months researching it, and I know where they're going. I get their management. I understand their management, and I know it's going somewhere. That's my personal opinion. And that's how I buy stocks because I don't have the option of sitting there every day, except for in my
office. Yeah, neither do I.
I do.
Yeah, I work during the day, so I got to set up during the day as well. I will say in my years of trading on the OTC, Ample, I think, is the only one I've ever traded. I've ever averaged up on. That's how confident I've been in the company, and that's how much confidence they give me by their continuous information and following up with the news of substance. So
that's awesome, man.
For me,
that's
it doesn't
awesome.
Matter if I saved a grand over the last month by, you know, doing some other action.
Mm-hmm.
Long term, they'll be dwarfed anyway.
That's awesome, man.
Right. And I like I said, I trade on the fundamentals right now. Yeah, I read the charts and I do that as well. But for me, it's all about the company and its management structure. And if its management structure is there, I'm in.
You see, that's good too, Wes. And I also look at other things too. What are the companies doing for, you know, people? What are they doing for the environment? What are they doing? So there's various different ways why different people invest in something, whether it's short or long term. My thing is, what is it doing for the good of others? You know, and how does it help? Are we in it just to destroy someone else and the environment, or hurt someone by, you know, which we can do that on different other things? But so we all have different reasons of looking and investing. And I think that's good that we share that information, especially for new investors. Let them be comfortable in their own right. Do you guys agree?
Yep. So I got to go.
Absolutely.
But, love the show. I'll keep listening. Just, again, not just AMFP or any other stock. I tell a new one person getting in there, do your diligence, buy what you're comfortable at, and don't worry about if people get upset with you.
Plowmaster, thank you so much, brother. We really appreciate you calling in. Thanks a lot.
He touched on something that's also very important. There's actually people that are paid to tear down stocks.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another reason. It doesn't matter. These people have tried, and it doesn't work with this company.
That's right.
Again, I know that it sounds like an Amphil commercial. It's not. It's the stock that I own that I believe in long term. So it's not an NFL commercial. It's what I believe is as an investment for myself.
That's right.
And the more eyes that are on it, the worse it's going to get as far as paid bashers and all those types. So you got to be prepared for all that.
That's right. Plowmaster,
right.
Thank
absolutely.
You so much, brother.
Yep.
You have a great Father's Day.
Thanks. And if you really look at how it's consolidated, because again, that's what I'm also doing is tracking all this so we can talk about it in future shows.
Uh-huh.
If you look at their performance in the stock, it shoots up, it consolidates for about a month and a half, it shoots up, it consolidates for about a month and a half, it shoots up.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a real steady climb.
You're right.
And that's based on the management of the company.
Now, besides Amphil, Wes, we've been contacted, and you've spoken to other companies that want to try to share information on this show or get us to talk about them. And you've
correct.
Explained to them that we need to do research first, and I want people to know that. We would never tell you
that's
to
right.
you know, go out and, well, first of all, we wouldn't give you direction on putting your money in any specific stock anyway. But
right,
we just want the listeners to realize that we're, you know, really looking into what it is that they're selling, what is their product, what is it benefiting, how long has it been on the market, you know, and there's a lot of different things that especially you, Wes, have time to look at. And you've
right.
done your
and
due diligence in doing that, so.
Absolutely. And part of my due diligence is relying on the people that I've established relationships on the blog. So the first thing that, when someone sends me a contact wanting to showcase a company on My Two Cents, the first thing I do is I get a hold of a couple of guys that I know on the blog that I've worked with, like Rocket and Peter Belt and all these other guys.
Mm-hmm.
and Patricia and all these other people.
Mm-hmm.
And ask them to be part of the research team. And they go out and say, no, Wes, that's junk.
Yeah.
Or they say, yeah, that's good, but the fact is, the three companies that have contacted me, all of them. There was a guy that was an algae company. I couldn't believe it. He was actually pitching this.
Mm-hmm.
But The fact is, I'm sorry, you're a Chinese company that all you're trying to do is make money, it was obvious, off of people. And we're going to talk about that, too, is pump and dump schemes in the future. There's money to make money on pump and dump. Don't get me wrong.
Okay. Well, but besides it just being a Chinese company, it could be just about anybody that, you know, selling anywhere.
Well, right now, there's a lot of that that goes on. Mm-hmm. And that's the stuff that this show is all about, is to sit there and put those warnings out as well.
Okay.
And I'm debating whether or not to sit there and mention the company names or not mention
Let's not do that right now.
No, I'm not going to do it now. But that's going to be based on our audience telling us if they want that.
Well, the reason why I'm telling you let's not do it now is because we got a phone call from Kevin in Felton. You want to take it?
Yeah, absolutely.
I wasn't trying to cut you off.
Kevin, you're on the air with Wes.
Good afternoon.
Hey.
I'm not sure if the guy Roger was still on the air or not.
He's listening to you.
He's listening. Okay. Forgive me for my hearing, but what is the name of the company?
Amfil Technologies.
A-M-F-I-L.
A-M-F-I-L. Technologies.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And my second thing is, and because this is my 2 cents program, I've never invested in stocks before. How do I contact somebody to get my foot in the door?
Wes, can you explain to Kevin what we discussed a little earlier?
So one of the things that I recommend is going to WallStreetSurvivors.com.
Wes, can you speak up a little bit?
Can you hear me all right?
Better now.
Yes, I can hear you fine, yeah.
Okay, so WallStreetSurvivors.com, that's a simulator. So when you're able, and they have a bunch of videos on teaching on how and what everything means in the stock market, and then they give you fake money to play in the real market, and it simulates the market. So you can learn as you go without having that financial risk.
Right.
Because,
Can you give it up? What was that website again, Wes?
WallStreetSurvivors.com.
WallStreetSurvivors.com.
And you can find it on My 2 Cents homepage on Facebook. I posted it there and pinned it to the top.
And just one last question.
Go ahead, Kevin.
And I heard you talk about that simulator thing on WallStreetSurvivors.com. If I wanted to invest in the Amfil Technologies, who would I contact to purchase stock in that company?
Okay, so
a stock broker or what?
You don't have to. You can go to TD Ameritrade and open an account, or E-Trade and open an account, or Scott's Trade. There's a multitude of different places that you can go, and I can get some of that up on the Facebook page too to open up an account. And I would recommend opening up an account, funding it, and be ready. But I definitely recommend going through the process of learning and
through their WallStreetSurvivors.com simulator program, right?
Uh-huh. Absolutely.
Okay.
Because that lets you learn without risk.
Right, exactly.
So, Kevin, if you can, you can get on to my2cents.com through Facebook.
No.
Go ahead,
no,
Wes.
Facebook. No, it's not a .com. We don't have a website.
Okay,
My two cents on Facebook.
Okay, on Facebook, right.
Right, and that's where I post everything.
Okay. Thank you kindly, sir.
We're so used to saying .com for everything.
Yeah, I know. Either .com, net, or org, right.
Yeah. Kevin, thank you so much. Wes, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Believe it or not, we are coming to the end of our show.
Really, that was a quick hour. Again, even with all the technical difficulties.
It was, and I'm glad Kevin called in because that was our first caller asking for some good information. And thank you, Wes, for giving that to him. My apologies for saying .com.
Oh, no, that's don't worry about it, man. I just want to make sure the right information is getting out there.
Contact Wes at .com.
No, WesKSEO.com.
WesKSEO.com. You know I'm messing with you.